John Rappaport, I do want to ask you this, because right before the hour, you mentioned that there might have been U.S. or government complicity in 9/11. Are there names, places? Can you name something here specifically?
Well, certainly. I mean, when you just look at the fact that obviously a stand-down order was given for U.S. fighter planes in the vicinity of New York and Washington, or at least no order was given to scramble these planes when everybody, you know, knew that they were off course wildly all at the same time, you're looking at a very well-tested and sophisticated structure that involves civil aviation people, FAA, military, NORAD, all kinds of people who drill and test and, you know, run all kinds of games to make sure that this doesn't happen. You get planes flying off course and you get fighter planes going up to look in the cockpit and see what's happening. And no good explanation has ever been given as to why that didn't happen. Excuses have been given and all kinds of obfuscation, but I mean, that's where you obviously begin a real crime scene investigation. What really happened on that day?
John probably is not aware. I just broke this information for the first time in Toronto about a week ago, is that I have explained the mystery on the fighters. And there was no stand-down order issued. That's way too risky. But what I have uncovered is four separate war games, at least between three and four separate war games, including live-fly hijack exercises involving planes posing as hijacked aircraft, and false radar blips were inserted onto the FAA and NORAD radar screens after one drill had pulled a substantial portion of U.S. Fighter aircraft north to northern Canada and Alaska, leaving only eight scramble-ready fighters available in all of the continental U.S. when they had 22 possible hijacks. They were paralyzed by not knowing where to go. And I have locked this down, and this is a part of a book that I have coming out this summer on 9/11. This was a deliberate effort to paralyze fighter response.
And let me ask all of you, four successful hijackings before they finally pulled in and grounded all the planes throughout the country. Do you really believe that there were more terrorists aboard those planes? Let's pick it up with you, Stan Dale.
Sorry, your question, do you mean that there were more terrorists aboard the four planes that they knew about?
That just did not take off because they had stopped and grounded all the planes after that.
Well, it would only be a guess because I don't have any access to that information.
Okay.
I have no answer for that, sorry.
Fair enough. How about you, John?
Well, yeah, you know, it's possible, but where I would have to start is, again, show me the evidence, please, that we know that those 19 hijackers that are purported to have been on those planes were actually on those planes, that these guys were really Arab hijackers, that they were sent by bin Laden. Let's see the concrete kind of crime scene investigation evidence that you would do in any case of murder. How do we know that? They were flying with fake passports, then how do you know their real names? Do you have airport video camera footage on these people? Are you relying on the fact that somebody had a Quran in a hotel room in Boston? Where is that evidence? So I would have to back way up and start with that, because I believe that ultimately this whole thing was an operation that had nothing to do with bin Laden.
Well, now that's pretty dramatic to say that. Can't we, Michael Rupert, accept the fact that there are crazed fundamentalists out there who want to destroy our country, our form of government, and that they indeed not only did this, but they continue to plan operations?
No, we absolutely cannot. One good reason why is, first of all, to answer your first question, I have uncovered statements from NORAD and FAA officials indicating that at least two other hijackings were stopped that day or prevented. We don't know the relationship. But looking at it from several standpoints, it's absolutely impossible to conceive that a group of 19 Muslim fundamentalists could have executed an event like 9/11. Especially when a multitude of pilots have examined the maneuvers of the aircraft involved and said a professional airline pilot with thousands of hours of experience could not have performed those kinds of maneuvers. How are we to suppose that people who allegedly had just received minimal flight training, didn't have commercial or multi or instrument ratings, could have done that? That's probably the most obvious answer for that. I mean, we have five of the alleged hijackers who have been confirmed by BBC and ABC to be alive. And we also have another four or five who have received military training at United States military facilities, including Maxwell Air Force Base in Georgia, the Defense Language Institute, and other places.
Are we going to get a fair 9/11 Commission ruling when they put together their final report?
Absolutely not.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, the whole thing has been, you know, just a shine from the beginning. It was never planned to be that significant. You know, so far, nothing, absolutely nothing has been investigated or, you know, no hearings have been held about the actual day of 9/11, and that was planned that way. Let's have a hearing where we're all going to chew over the old hash of how much did we know and when did we know it and which intelligence agency failed or blah, 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 and so forth and so on, when the real question is, what really happened on 9/11? You know? I mean, that's where the cops start when they go to a neighborhood and they find a dead body. Do they say, gee, let's leave the crime scene and go back to headquarters and figure out why the patrol car was not in the neighborhood when this guy was killed? And let's have a hearing about it. Meanwhile, we'll just leave the yellow tape around there. Of course not. You start with the events of the day. Now, they say that this month they're going to have a hearing on that day and what happened, but I don't believe that anything significant is going to come out of this at all. Nothing.